Frequency, Net Audio, Net Labels und freie Musik aus dem Netz.
Herzlich willkommen zu einer Stunde Netzmusik hier auf Byte FM. Mein Name ist Christian Grasse und in den nächsten knapp 60 Minuten geht's um Henrik José, ein für viele von euch wahrscheinlich unbekannter schwedischer Musiker aus dem kleinen Malmö. Musik macht er schon seit seiner frühen Kindheit und dabei hat es ihm auch schon immer das Internet und vor allem auch der Computer ganz allgemein angetan. Und das hört man auch in seinen sehr eigensinnigen, melodiösen Klängen. Wohin ihn seine musikalische Reise bisher führte, das tragen wir heute Schritt für Schritt zusammen.
music. I can't even remember when I started making it. I was really, really, like, maybe 5 or something when I started playing with double cassette recorders, you know, trying to get multi-recording by playing and recording on one of them, then rewinding and playing, and then recording with the other one, so it would get, you know, the sound for the other one. It just sounded terrible. And then computers came around, so maybe 96 or something I started with computer music. And I would say 97 I released my first official track. Well, my first computer was a Commodore 64, and I did not do any music with that one. I just played games, but I was not very old with that. I got it pretty late, 89 or something. But then my friend had an Amiga 500, and we did some music on ProTrack and also with Sonix Music, which was a notes-based music program, very simple, but we had some really good times. So yeah, pretty early, and then I went to PCs with a Fast Tracker and stayed with that for a lot of years.
Musik macht Henrik, seit 5 ist. Angefangen hat das mit einem Doppelkassettendeck, wie erzählt. Irgendwann kam dann der Computer dazu. Auf dem Amiga 500 komponierte er dann erste Stücke, später dann auch auf dem PC, dem er dann jahrelang auch treu blieb. Mit 14 veröffentlichte er diesen Track hier, den man schon im Hintergrund hören kann, eines seiner ersten Stücke, das aus dieser frühen, jungen Computerphase stammt. Who Are They?
Out releasing just single tracks for a long time, and that was through something called the demo scene, which is it's hard to explain, but it was a society of people doing programmers and graphic artists and musicians, and we often met in demo parties, and at those parties I released my music for a lot of years. And then my first real EP was 2003 on the label Monotonic, which was pretty early when it came to releasing music for free on the internet. Also, I think the guy who used to run that label was one of the people who actually worked on Creative Commons in the beginning, Simon. So through him I came in contact with the whole concept of Creative Commons. Before that it was just releasing free, didn't have any attributes.
But the demo scene is like only like pure electronic stuff, right? So
Yeah, I guess, but I was cramming a lot of guitars and things into my... I mean, I wasn't meant for the demo scene either, because I was cramming guitars and a lot of samples, which you usually don't do, into that very digital world, and it was all about size then, so you couldn't put as much as you wanted to, so the limitations were great.
Did you like the idea of a limitation?
Yeah, to some extent. I mean, I played around a bit with the, you know, like chip music, really simple music with very few channels, and that was really fun. But I also wanted, I always strived for some kind of limitless music. I wanted to do, you know, whatever came to mind, and you know, that took a lot of years before I could do.
Time, Time, Time von Henrik José. Im Oktober 2004 erschien dieses Stück auf der Goodbye Brain Hello Heart EP, zu finden auf den Seiten des Netlabels Monotonic. Leider nicht mehr aktiv, dieses Traditions-Netlabel. 1996 begann man dort bereits, Musik ganz legal und offiziell frei im Netz zu veröffentlichen. Aber hier soll es ja nicht um Monotonic gehen, sondern um Henrik José. Der hat nach seiner Monotonic-Phase eine ziemlich lange Pause eingelegt und war etwas fast orientierungslos, kann man sagen. Weiter frei im Netz veröffentlichen oder doch lieber ein richtiges Label suchen. Bis er eine Entscheidung getroffen hatte, vergingen dann doch einige Jahre, in denen zwar Songs entstanden, die aber niemand zu Gehör bekam.
I left the whole concept of releasing on labels for a long time. I think I had a really long down period where I didn't release anything for a lot of years. I was quite disillusioned with the way I wanted to release music. I was always, I'm still, you know, not as much as I used to, but I was very disillusioned on should I release them for free to this very small inner circle that it felt like at the time, or should I try to get a real record label to pick up my music. I was really, I didn't really know what to think about this, and so I don't know, I just didn't release anything for a lot of years, and but I did a lot of music, and some of those tracks I ended up releasing when I got my homepage up in 2007. And that's also when I decided to change my name to Henrik Jose, because, you know, it felt like a new era beginning in some way.
To those who think you're always right, hope got your back, yes, I'm on your side. They never knew what it was like, big one in your head, lost one out of bed. I never did anything like that. At least you tried. Oh, and the sun, it is a perfect world you live in.
Melodies and vocals, but yeah, through the computer in the early days, I guess the limitations were there, of course, and then I was influenced by the demo scene, so I was really into doing instrumental music with vocal elements, of course. But then I started to just try singing, because before, when I didn't have vocals on my tracks, it was mostly because I didn't think I sang good enough. And then, you know, it's been a lot of years, so I don't know, but maybe I thought that it didn't matter if I sang good or not. It felt just personal, you know. I wanted my music to be very focused on me.
Die Entscheidung zum Gesang kam also erst recht spät bei Henrik Jose, und dass er glaubt, er könne nicht wirklich singen, das ist eine ziemliche Fehleinschätzung, würde ich sagen. Und das, obwohl er sich eigentlich sehr viel mit sich selbst beschäftigt hat, wie er auch schon erzählt hat. Auch seine Songs, die drehen sich ja fast ausschließlich um ihn selbst, und sie sind so etwas wie ein musikalisches Tagebuch für den 29-jährigen Schweden.
Yeah, it is expressing myself, of course. It comes from me, and it's, I mean, all my experiences in life and everyday life is filtered through this music, but I also just love making music. I guess I just, yeah, I get a lot out of making music, and I get a lot out of writing my diary in an abstract sound medium.
Aber natürlich veröffentlicht er nicht jeden Song, den er aufnimmt. Davon abgesehen sind die meisten Songs auch nur Fragmente, also Bruchstücke eines eigentlichen Liedes. Und die verschwinden eben zum Großteil in den Weiten seiner Festplatte, hat er mir erzählt.
The main problem with me and with a lot of musicians, I think, is that you just get new ideas all the time, and I want to make something new all the time, so you just get tired of the old music and you spend too much time on it, and the magic goes away when you spend too much time on one song. Just leave it behind and start a new one. And sometimes you just get through the fog and say to yourself, I have to complete this song, or somebody else says it, you have to complete the song. And then I do, and then I release it. And this happens maybe 10% of the time.
FM in eigener Sache.
Ihr wollt mehr von Byte FM als unseren Livestream? Unbegrenzt Zugang zum Byte FM Archiv? Ihr wollt teilnehmen an Verlosungen von Konzertkarten und CDs und dabei Radiokultur unterstützen? Dann werdet Mitglied im Verein Freunde von Byte FM über den Menüpunkt Freunde von Byte FM auf der Byte FM Homepage.
Mit Rich and Timeless von seiner The Little Things EP, erschien im Januar 2010, und zwar auf dem schwedischen Netlabel 23 Seconds. Seine bisher größte Veröffentlichung und sicherlich auch die erfolgreichste, obwohl Erfolg, das ist ein Begriff, den Henrik ungern an klassischen Maßstäben misst, wie schon erwähnt, macht er hauptsächlich Musik für sich selbst. Natürlich würde er auch gerne davon leben können, sie also verkaufen, aber gleichzeitig will er eben auch jedem seine Musik frei zugänglich machen. Eigentlich eine kleine Tragödie, denn Geld verdient er mit seiner Musik nicht, beziehungsweise kaum. Er will einfach nur Musik machen, das Ganze drumherum ist ihm ziemlich lästig, die ganze PR und auch die ganzen wirtschaftlichen Angelegenheiten, damit will er eigentlich nichts zu tun haben.
I don't know, I never made music for a living through a label with commercial interests, but I would love to make a living out of my music, of course, because I mean, the best thing would be to not think about anything else than what I want to think about, which is often music, and just create the music or the video or the whatever I'm doing artistically, and and be able to pay your bills with it. That would be great. To be honest, the work doesn't steal that much time because I freelance, and I consciously chose to not work that much so I would have a lot of time to create. But the truth is that I do not create 8 hours a day or even 4 hours a day. I think I create maybe a few hours a week at tops. You know, it comes in clusters of inspiration. So that's the way I work. And so I would say I spend 90% of my time waiting for something to happen or collecting inspiration or, you know. But I love it this way. I mean, I would love to be a bit more productive, of course, but I'm not forcing it. So that's the way I've chosen living, and I'm pretty satisfied with it at the moment.
Über mangelnden musikalischen Output muss sich Henrik Rosé eigentlich gar nicht beschweren und auch über musikalische Vielfalt nicht. Auf seiner Webseite kann man jeden seiner Songs frei herunterladen. Die frühen 8-Bit-Stücke, die Netlabel-Veröffentlichung bei Monotonic und 23 Seconds und auch den ein oder anderen experimentellen Track. Und dann gibt's da sogar noch eine Rubrik, die nur mit einem Song vertreten ist, die er aber ebenso mag. Und zwar orchestrale, ja, fast schon klassische Musik bzw. daran orientierte Stücke.
Make music is, as I said, sometimes the idea for a song comes when I just play around with the sounds, and sometimes it comes inside of my head when I'm doing something else. So I try to describe for myself with pen and paper what I want to do with the song, what it's going to be about, and the feeling I want to capture. And then I start making the song, and when I begin making the song, I kind of hear the sounds in my head. This is, this is a strange thing, but this is the way it works. I just, you know, start putting some sounds together, and then I hear a lot of sounds in my head, and I try to copy them as good as I can and do it as fast as possible, because the sounds in my head will definitely disappear in a few days. That's the way it definitely works. So sometimes when I have a really big rush of inspiration, I can make one song in a night. And that's actually mostly the way it works, or at least to 90% or something.
I thought it would be easy, but it was not. I'm back at the start with a blunderbuss. Always had a lot of things. Always had a lot of things. Always had a lot of things to do.
always had a lot of things, always had a lot of things, always had a lot of things to do. Thought it would be easy, but it was not. It's proven, it's proven my blunderbuss. As long as you promise to polish it, laugh within. I'll kill a lot of men with it. I always had a lot of things, always had a lot of things, always had a lot of things to do. Had a lot of things, always had a lot of things, and they were growing the loose all sense I have.
I have been doing some live performances, and I play the music through live, and I have I do the vocals through the sound card, which has a lot of built-in effects. So I control the effects on the vocals live. And then I have graphics, which I usually do live too, like a VJ set. So I kind of, what I've been doing so far is not, you know, letting the music be like a total playback, but then I'm instead doing some visuals and some vocal effects live. But I was hoping to introduce some, you know, percussion, or you know, some parts of the music would be really great to do live. Of course, I can't do everything live, but yeah, I love making music live, actually. Mm-hmm. This is also something I've been experiencing more and more as the years go by. Hands-on, moving, doing it as it happens. Because I am so bad at finishing things off, I really would have a big advantage if I could do the music more live-based.
Henrik José ist eine One-Man-Band. Alle Songs entstehen am Computer, eine externe Soundkarte hat er mit verschiedenen Eingängen, eine Gitarre, ein Keyboard, ein Mikrofon und natürlich jede Menge Software. Mehr braucht er gar nicht. Aber ein Live-Auftritt macht diese viele Technik natürlich auch ein bisschen schwer, denn eine Band, die ihn unterstützt, hat er nicht. Andererseits hat er erzählt, dass die Hardware natürlich auch immer besser wird und dass man auch heutzutage eigentlich nicht mal mehr wirklich Instrumente braucht, beziehungsweise gar keine Instrumente mehr beherrschen können muss, um überhaupt noch Musik zu machen.
Yes, I think that those people are already around. I think those people have been there for a long time. For example, I had a friend called Stefan. He used to release as ST. He did a lot of music, which was quite, you know, poppy in a sense, quite similar to the music that I used to release as Bliss. And he made his music by clicking in the notes with his mouse. He didn't even use a keyboard. Everything like that. So he didn't play any instruments, and he used a very... I mean, I couldn't do that. It would take too much time for me. So it's definitely possible to just do music that exists in your head. You don't need the fine motorics that it demands from playing instruments. Of course, I think it's really cool to do. I think there's something special happening in your head when you have your hands on the instrument, but you don't have to. whenever I go somewhere, I bring my my laptop case, and in that laptop case I can fit this very small 2-octave keyboard, and I can fit this very small sample hard drive and a pair of headphones, and I mean I can virtually do anything with those two pieces of equipment. I don't need that much, to be honest. Most of the things are recorded internally, and then maybe I put some details on with a microphone in a later stage.
And that's a song you're just working on.
Mm-hmm. So this is a song, actually, this song came to be in a very special kind of way, because I made a video with just, you know, my vacation footage from last year, and I tried to put some music onto the video describing what happened, you know. So the first, let's say, the first 2 minutes of this track, which we passed now, is made, it's composed to the video. Like I have a friend walking on a line, for instance, and I was you know, trying to get the synthesizer to move with his movements and so on, and it actually became very inspirational, and I continued with it, and it ended up being a full-fledged song, and now I'm gonna release this within a week. So yeah, it sounds something like this. It's unique in a way, because this song actually started out as a visual interpretation of some kind, and yeah, I'm actually really happy with this song, because this marks something new that I really want to do, and that I've been doing maybe in the past, but I've lost somehow, and it's be more playful with the music and don't have that much rules in it. So this is, I try to make it more energetic and more playful, and you know, it sounds a bit chaotic sometimes, but I really like, you know, almost like a live human feel on it. As I used to do with Bliss, I used to use some vocal elements more like instruments. I'm returning to that a bit now, because this song is definitely about doing vocals more in a instrumental way. But, you know, maybe more than Bliss, of course. Like, this is a lot of... this is the vocal recordings. This is the recorder here, then.
And will I...
So it's more like a...
It's five vocal tracks, or...?
I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, actually, when it's at most. Just, no... details. I've been just finding more and more interest in using vocals as a instrument, you know, something like the Beach Boys already did for a long time ago, or actually like a modern band like Animal Collective are doing a lot too. I really like what you can do with the voice. Even if you can't sing that well, you can actually produce it very well, you know. If you take your time, you can make some really interesting things with them. That's my plan for the coming music. I could play a track for you called Berlin.
Yeah.
This is the first thing I did when I came to Berlin. This is one of those tracks that's probably never going to be finished. Let's hope that I get the time to go working with it again. Sounds like this.
Thank you.
my first Berlin-inspired track. I left it behind already and started new things, and now it's going to be very hard to go back to. And also, I have a feeling when it comes to this track, I really need to just write something down and, you know, go back to basics and start it over again to really get it. Because I think that the basic of this song is pretty good, and I would like to finish it off someday, but it's probably not going to sound exactly like this. Mm. And one of the two tracks being released now is in Swedish.
All right.
And actually it's in Southern dialects, which is very uncommon in Sweden. Southern dialect of Swedish. Let's see, I can play a bit of that for you. It's called Den andra handen, which means the other hand.
Similar to German.
Yeah. There's a lot of similarities between our languages. And this song is like almost always when I release something, it's a few years old. I don't know why, but I really want to make music, quickly finish it off and release it. That would be the best way, because, you know, this is old for me. But anyway, now I finally finish this off. Talking about lyrics before, and I have a really hard time writing lyrics in English, mostly because it sounds like cliches whatever you write, and of course because it's not my native tongue. But when I wrote this lyric in Swedish, it actually was much easier, and the lyrics definitely reflect what I was trying to say much more than usually happens with English. This I did in a few hours, usually takes me days and days to write
something. What is it about, Die andere Hand?
It's about what most of my tracks have been about so far, at least when it comes to lyrics, and it's the way that I'm. It's about music and the way that I'm constantly not making enough of it, and you know, I don't know. I have a few problems, I think, with getting things done and you know, getting myself out there a bit more and stuff like that. And I'm trying to figure out why, and it's really complex, I think. But yeah, so this is about not thinking about stuff too much and not feeling it too much either. Just going with it sometimes.
Henrik José's Musik findet ihr frei im Netz auf seiner Webseite. Die Adresse lautet henrikjose.com und dort könnt ihr den frischen Wahlberliner auch mit Spenden unterstützen, wenn ihr wollt. Das war's mit Frequency und einer Stunde mit Henrik José. Ich hoffe, der Englischanteil war nicht zu hoch in der Sendung. Wer will, kann die komplette Ausgabe aber auch nochmal nachhören, denn die gibt's entweder im ByteFM-Archiv oder auch als Podcast frei im Netz. Einfach mal nach Frequency suchen. Links und Infos zur Sendung findet ihr auch im ByteFM Magazin auf byte.fm/magazin. Und damit sage ich, Christian Grasse, tschüss und vielen Dank fürs Zuhören.
Oh, I haven't been beyond this day.